Early the next morning, with all his wounds and all, he gets up and he walks through the great hall and climbs into a magical tower that has been brought by Klingsor. This is Klingsor's palace, from the Orient. And in this, there is a magical mirror. Wagner has this, Klingsor with the mirror. And in this magical mirror, which is a kind of pillar, there is reflected everything that's going on in the neighborhood. And no sooner does he look in that mirror, in that thing, than he sees the Lady Orgeluse coming along on the other shore with a knight. That means he now, as the knight of the castle, has to go out and defend the castle with all of his wounds. Well, which he does. He goes back across, overthrows the knight, and can hardly move for pain. And when the Orgeluse sees him, she says, "Well, you feel pretty fancy with that lion's paw stuck in your shield, don't you?" She says, "I have an adventure for you now, which I don't think you'll survive." Well, he's beginning to get a little tired of this thing. But this adventure is, from an anthropologist's point of view, one of the most interesting in the whole medieval corpus of writings. Those of you who know Fraser's Golden Bough perhaps remember the adventure there. Here is, near Rome, at Lake Nemi, a lake with a grove, a sacred grove, dedicated to the goddess Diana. And there's a tree in that grove which is guarded by a priest. That priest is a criminal who has achieved the role by killing the priest of the tree before him. And he will lose the position when he is killed. But before killing the priest, he has to pluck the bough from that tree. This is the golden bough of Freya. And then he may kill. She says, Orgeluse says, "There's a grove down the way with a great tree in it. And this tree is guarded by a knight. And that knight killed my husband, my former husband, and for whom I am still lamenting. Before you attack him, you must pluck a bough of that tree." In other words, this is the golden bough adventure here in this romance. Well, he has to hurdle out with on his horse a great torrent. Too much. It's called the Perilous Ford. The horse misses, they fall into the torrent, but he gets the horse out and so forth, and plucks a bough of the tree, and this majestic knight comes. Gramophlant, his name is. Beautifully described, riding along with a green costume, and the clothing drags on the ground either side of the horse. And he says, "I have not given up control of this tree. However, I have never presumed to fight less than two men at a time. And since you're only one, I will give you a commission, a little job, instead of battle." He says, "I'm in love with a lady in the castle there, and here is a ring for her. Her name is," and he names her, "and it is Gawain's own sister." Now he says, "There's only one knight in the world whom I would fight, however, and that is Gawain." Gawain says, "I'm he." So he says, "All right, we'll arrange for a tournament. You're to bring all the ladies of that castle to the tournament. We'll invite King Arthur's ladies to the tournament. And I have 600 ladies in my castle we'll invite to the tournament, and that's going to be it." So here's this great tournament between these two knights that's been arranged. Arthur's invited, and a grand scene is built up of this terrific tournament. But it's a very bizarre one because it's to the death. And this knight wants to marry the sister of the man he wants to kill. The sister doesn't know what's going on. Well, there's quite a complication before they find out what it is. But the important point about this coming together is what I'm next to tell you. After all have come together, Gawain leaves to exercise in the early morning, rides forth. And he sees a knight in red armor coming. That knight is wearing the wreath plucked from the tree, and he thinks it's Gramophlant. We know who it is. It's Parsifal, who has plucked at the branch to dare Gramophlant. Parsifal sees the knight wearing the wreath. It's Gawain, and he thinks it's Gramophlant. Gawain sees a knight wearing the wreath. and he thinks it's ground offense, and these two brother knights, you might say, ride at each other in combat. And they're at it, with Gawain gradually losing, when Gawain's squires chance by and they see and they shout his name. Parzival tosses his sword away and says, I am betrayed. I am fighting my own blood, my own brother. It's not blood, it's a spiritual brother. And so they meet.